The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, let's get right to things with our first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jasmine from Sacramento. I want to take this opportunity, well, hopefully I'm the first talk back of the day, to shout out my business, Kyra's Canines. I know it's not in the Bay, but if you're ever near Woodland, bring your pups over to Kyra's Canines to get groomed. All right, I hope everyone has a good day, and happy Chug Wheel Friday.
Stop it. Right. Stop it.
All right, she said Kyra's Canines?
That's what I heard.
All right, shout out to Kyra's Canines in Woodland.
Where's Woodland?
I'm going to look it up. Okay, it's cool. No, it's on the way to Sacramento.
Okay.
It's over
there. Duh. Everybody knows that.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is your buddy Nate from the Sunset District. I wanted to take the first shout out, talk back today, to shout out some businesses on Irving Street in the Sunset District. The first one's on 7th and Irving. It's my favorite. It's a great gift store. They're awesome. Also on 12th and Irving, there's Hunt and Gather. And on 23rd and Irving, there's some awesome Texas barbecue. It's called Smokin' D's. All right, and check out New School. Peace.
Okay, look at that.
Is it Small Business Friday?
Yeah. I think it is Small Business Friday.
I'm not mad at that.
I like it. That area of the city that our buddy Nate was talking about right there is a very cool area. There's a lot of really good restaurants and shops right there. My brother used to live on 9th and Irving, or right over there. And so I used to hang out in that neighborhood a bunch.
Oh, cool.
A lot of good food.
I love that.
Yeah, like the barbecue spot he just mentioned.
Man, oh, I have never been there, but I want to go there.
And I'm surprised it's a Friday and people are awake and leaving us
time. I know. I'm excited about that. Wait, Graham, so your wife got back last night?
No, she's not back yet.
Oh, she gets back. She's coming back.
I just talked to her. She just boarded her flight in Atlanta. My wife was in Chile all week for work, and she flew overnight last night from Santiago to Atlanta, and then she just got on her flight in Atlanta, and she's now flying towards the Bay Area, or about to take off and head this way. And so I've successfully survived
the week. They let her back.
Single dad life, and they did let her back into the country, which is good because her passport expires in like a week or something.
Oh my God.
So she was a little worried. Well, she was a little worried about going on the
leaving,
trip, getting into a foreign country. And then, so she did, she's made it through customs. She said she brought back a big box of wine, so that's good. She checked that, and she's making it back. This was a tough week for me. I had my parents staying with me for part of the week, and they were taking the kids to school in the morning. But, man, I was cooking and cleaning and, you know, taking kids to practices. And I'm exhausted, you guys. I don't know how I'm going to make it to opening day and just rage this morning, but I'll find a way. I'll find a way.
You got your giant shirt on?
Yeah, catch me outside. I'll be at Momo's. I'll be at Momo's today with the boys.
Me,
let's go.
Momo's. Wait, Jess, are you going too?
Oh, no, not today. I'm going to try to go this weekend.
I thought you were going to join Graham for a drink.
It's a team building activity.
You said you were going to go.
Oh, I didn't think he actually was inviting me.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. I'm busy that day. Selena, you're not coming for beer? One?
I can't.
Come on. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's opening day.
I had to quit beer, too.
Wait, what? You get to quit beer.
I had to quit beer.
Altogether? Like forever?
What, like take a moment
and
say goodbye?
I also have one every once in a while, but like...
That's not quitting then.
Okay, I guess not. Never mind then. I cut back though.
You scaled back.
I scaled it back, bro.
What are you allowed to have?
Anything? Like...
Yeah, well, I mean, according to my trainer, no alcohol.
Tequila soda?
Oh. Yeah, but I'll still drink like liquor and stuff.
Got it.
Anyways, you're going to have to have fun without me, Grammy.
Yeah, so I got that today. And then tomorrow, you guys, I'm going to a gala.
Oh, a gala. What kind of gala? The Met Gala?
That's no, not the Met Gala. It's some sort of fundraiser for my kids' school.
Are you dressing up?
Yeah, you got to. It's a gala.
What are you going to wear? Like a tux?
I don't think it's a tux. Fancy, but I think it's suit. I think I gotta wear a suit because it's a gala.
Ooh.
You know, a gala. And I assume it's one of these auction things, you know, where they're raising money. And I had one of these, I think, last year for my kids' previous school. Uh-huh. And I'm gonna follow the lesson that I learned at that one, which is just bid early on things and then let people outbid you. Because I ain't got money to spend on bidding on stuff.
What if nobody outbids you?
Well, that's the fear. But I think I'm gonna try to be the first bid in on a bunch of stuff and then look really disappointed when people come over the top, you know, and just shake my head and be like, oh,
dang it, I was so close. I almost had that.
I thought I was going to get that one.
But that's everybody's strategy.
Yeah, but somebody wants to be, because there are people that have big pockets, you know, and they want to like kind of flex, you know, like, I'll outbid that that peasant radio guy. Watch me buy this pallet of wine. You know, and they'll outbid me.
We have a really important talk back we have to get to.
We do.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Teresa from Gilroy. Hey, grand buddy, let me sidebar with you for a moment.
Okay.
When the time is right, ask Jess if she can solve the riddle. Time flies straight like an arrow. And fruit flies like bananas. I remember Natasha and Selena struggling the whole show trying to figure that out. I came across that episode and was listening to it.
I think we did that. Did we do that?
Jess, does that sound familiar to you? That was a very famous riddle on the JV show. And yes, it did stump Selena and Natasha for a long time. Time flies straight like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
I think we did.
Are you able to explain that to the listeners? Because a lot of people know what we're talking about, and a lot of people, you know, didn't hear that before, and they...
Is that making sense to you?
Like, to solve that riddle.
Oh, I feel like I've heard it before, but it doesn't make sense again. Wait.
Time flies straight like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Oh, fruit flies like... They like bananas.
What do you mean?
Like, they like bananas, and time flies. Straight, like an arrow.
Bananas aren't straight. They're kind of like curved.
Yeah, it's like whoosh, little swoop.
Time, I don't know. I don't
know. Fly straight like an arrow.
Yeah.
I think we've done this.
I don't remember.
Fruit flies like a banana.
You got 3 minutes to figure it out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV family. This is Luis from Houston. Well, it's our favorite time of the year. It's Giants opening day. Let's go, Giants. Let's go. I was at the game on Monday. Had a good time. I'm so psyched that we swept the Astros. And now let's get another win. Let's beat the Mariners. Let's go, Giants. Have a good day, everybody.
We gotta work on that.
Yeah, a little
gotta work
upbeat.
On the clap there. Who was that that messed that one up?
Selena. That was Jess. That was definitely Jess. Selena, yeah. All right, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I know Jess. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Tomorrow is the TikTok sale deadline.
No! Oh, remember, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
If TikTok is not sold to a U.S. company, the app could be banned here in the United States. So reportedly, the Trump administration is considering a deal that would have China maintain control of the algorithm that'll be leased to a U.S. company with a minority ownership stake. Right. They're trying to get an executive order signed today to extend the deadline, but we'll see.
What a colossal backpedal. The ruling before was that the algorithm had to go with it.
Yeah.
And now you can keep the algorithm so we can be popular still. All right, the Warriors got yet another big win. They're fourth in a row, this time over the Lakers in L.A. This was the final game of the Warriors' six-game road trip, and they went 4-2, which was really good. Curry, on the heels of a 52-point performance in Memphis, put up another 37 last night to lead the team to a 123-116 win. The Warriors have just a handful of games left in the regular season. They're currently in fifth place in the West.
Go Mets! It'll be a beautiful weekend, so if you are catching a Giants game at Oracle Park, you won't have to worry about the weather. Today, we'll see highs in the upper 60s and some low 70s. Also, you guys, there's a chance of drizzle by Sunday night. And next week might have a bit of a
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Wait, so if I'm out at Momo's having drinks pregame today, do I need to be putting sunscreen on? Like, what's the weather going to be like? People going to opening day today, they're going to be out at the bars.
Upper 60s.
Cloudy or sunny?
A little mixture of both.
How many clouds?
A little bitty clouds.
Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today's going to be a 7. You've been oversharing lately. It's a good reminder to have patience and use a little more caution with whom you give access to your personal life. Remember, silence can be golden.
Yes, it can.
Translation, shut up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I want to know what you guys think about these two new Pop-Tart flavors that are about to drop. Do you guys eat Pop-Tarts, by the way?
Every now and then.
When's the last time you had a Pop-Tart?
Religiously when I was in middle school, but since then my consumption's dropped off about 99.9%. But I'm not mad at them. I would eat them if they're in front of me.
I don't eat them too often. I used to buy them, but then the kids in my house, they're gone within a day. Like, and so I'm like, why am I even it just bothers me. Like, make them last. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so now they're like a special treat in my house.
My boyfriend the other day texted me. He was like, I was at Costco and I saw this box and it was I think it's 48 Pop-Tarts in one. He bought the thing and was all excited about
just
it.
Just for
like
him.
A huge, like, sweet tooth just for him.
Okay, well, next time he's at Costco, tell him to pick this up for us.
Okay,
because Pop-Tarts is partnering with Girl Scouts. They got two new flavors.
They're making the Girl Scouts make them now?
Yes.
Child labor laws. Yeah. Come on.
In a tree.
Yeah, but tariffs. I get it.
Or is that the elves?
That's the elves.
That's the Keebler elves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think about this? So the first one is Pop-Tarts Frosted Caramel Coconut. So it's kind of like the Girl Scout, like Samoas.
Oh, okay. Dude.
But in Pop-Tart form.
I'm here for this.
The Samoas are the best Girl Scout cookie.
That's my favorite one.
In my opinion. But also in my opinion, the formula has, the recipe's changed a little bit. The ones from like a few years back were better than the current ones. I don't want to besmirch the great name of the Girl Scouts.
What's different about it? I've noticed
something's different. Something, it's changed just a little bit. The OG ones were my absolute fave. I still love them, but they don't. Something, as the kids
say. You
think
it's all the toxic chemicals they added? Wasn't there a recent report?
They don't do that. Don't besmirch the great name of the Girl Scouts.
There was a report that like something was found in something.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, there was some small sample tests. And if you test any of our food, you find that stuff in it. Dang it. Don't besmirch the Girl Scouts.
What do you guys think about the other one? Pop-Tarts Frosted Thin Mint.
That's probably pretty good.
Oh. So like the regular Thin Mints, but frosted?
Like just a Pop-Tart
form. It's
Pop-Tart form.
Flavored Thin Mint. That's probably
good. Thin Mint flavored Pop-Tart.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever. Pop-Tart flavored.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, whatever. I'm here for that one. Thin Mints is also a classic. And while it's not, you know, maybe it's not my first choice, once you start, you can't stop with those
things.
That's
true. I think that's Pringles. Wait.
Yeah, but
we're all getting confused up here.
I know, but Thin Mints are the same way. Once you start, there are these tiny little thin things. If you can stop before you eat 15 of them, like, you're more power to you.
I feel like these flavors, though, the Pop-Tarts, they have to be toasted. You know how some people will just, like, eat them?
Oh, like, you can't just eat them out of
cold and raw.
That's psychopath behavior.
No.
I do that. I do that sometimes, but these ones, I feel like it wouldn't taste good like that. You have to toast them.
They have to get soft and gooey.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah, but sometimes you're in a hurry, and it's fine to eat straight out of the package.
Yeah, oh, that time, that 38 seconds in the toaster is such an inconvenience on my day. That's why it's a Pop-Tart, so you can eat it quick on the go.
Yeah, but sometimes ain't nobody got time for toasting.
Fine. Sorry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for waking up with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gustavo from San Francisco, just saying good morning for this Friday. I'm over here doing my community service, trying to pay off these car tickets. Hope you guys have a good Friday morning. Who gives a fart? You know what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
Who gives
you
a
fart? You can get sentenced to community service to pay off your traffic tickets?
I guess. I didn't know that.
That sounds awful.
Dude, I might be joining Gustavo up there pretty soon because I told you guys I got pulled over this week. My registration's expired.
Right.
My car can't pass smog. And then the day after and then yesterday, I've had a CHP officer right on my tail. This hasn't happened to me. And I thought I was going to get pulled over two more times this week.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I had to do community service and I was working at the VFW and my Band-Aid fell off into the strawberries I was cutting?
That's, I remember that story.
Disgusting, Selena. And you left it there?
Thank you for your service.
No, I took it out.
Doesn't matter. You still scoop the next scoop of strawberries. You didn't throw all the strawberries away, you sicko.
There was no time. I was in a rush. It was crunch time. God.
Sorry, veterans, that you had to eat that meal. Apologies to you. But thank you for your service.
Yes.
Not you, Selena, then.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, not you.
All right, so Dochi, I don't even know if I say like up and coming artist because I feel like she's already up.
Yeah.
She's arrived.
She's arrived. Yep. She is here. She is.
She's the moment.
Really, really popular. And I think a lot of it is because she is just like unapologetically herself. Kind of like how you were talking about Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Dochi also embodies that. And plus, she's just like really, really good.
Yeah.
At what she does. Graham, just because you don't know a ton about her as a person, I want to play a clip from a video that she posted earlier this week. I think it tells a lot about her.
All right.
One thing about me, I'm going to fart. I'm a grown woman. I'm going to fart. I am a human girl. I'm not a machine. I'm gassy. I'm going to fart. And it is what it is. What? I'm not holding it. I'm not holding it. I'm not holding it. I'm going to let it go. And out of the kindness of my heart, I'm going to let you know what's coming before it comes. Move accordingly.
That's so funny.
Wow. All right. You weren't lying. Very unapologetic about who she is and the way that she handles her business.
No, Graham, do you respect that? Do you wish, you know, your wife maybe, or should everybody be like that? Or do you want, I mean, hey, we're all humans. Do you want us to be holding it in?
Look, to each their own, and we've discussed this like at length, but again, I have written, well, I haven't published it yet, but I have written a relationship advice book. It's titled Don't Fart on Me, A Guide to a Gas-Free and Healthy Relationship. And I wrote that book because I've been in both types of relationship. I've been in one where the farts were flying just left and right.
And then
And I'm now in one where the farts aren't flying, and I can't say enough how much I prefer the one where the farts aren't flying.
You don't wish sometimes you could just let it fly?
No, I think this is just a polite way to do it. And at least she says, she announces it like, hey, you guys need to get out of here. It's about to happen, which, okay, that's one way to do it. I think you could, you know, a little bit more quietly, maybe, you know, move to another room.
Leave for a second. Yeah.
Let that rip. You don't need to announce that it's on the way and make everyone else move. Like, you shouldn't be inconveniencing other people with your fart. Your fart should be inconveniencing you, right? You should go to the other room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is fine. You want to announce that, hey guys, I got to go outside. I got to let a big one go. That's cool. But don't inconvenience me with your fart.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to smell
it or
get up out of the room. Anyways, when I publish that relationship book, I feel like you guys, because people get all worked up anytime I say that. And they're like, I've been married 30 years and the farts are just, we live in each other's farts.
Oh,
we sleep with our faces right next to the fart so we can get closer to it. And they're like, that's how, when we have the best relationship ever, you do you. I'm just saying, I've experienced both sides of the coin, and I am happy where I'm at, and I think it's the superior option.
Wait, will you, when this book does get published, will there be like an audiobook version? I would like to just listen to that.
And I will personally sign everybody's book with the...
And you're obviously going to do a press tour?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, fart jars.
Fart jars.
Part of that price.
You name it. You have a lot of merch. A lot of merch sales, I think, are going to be better than the actual book sales. But, what do you guys think? Okay, so you hear that. What do you think? Are you like, yes, girl power. We will fart when we want to. Or are you like, I don't know.
It's not for me personally. I would rather hold them in all day and have a stomach ache until I get home or wherever it's safe.
That's a bit extreme, but yeah, Selena. I mean, you can find a safe place, right?
But like, if we're here, for example, like,
got it.
I'm stuck in a studio for some hours.
And I appreciate you not doing that in here with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Jess, what's
How
your...
How is it in your relationship?
Do you guys have an open fart door policy?
No, not at all.
Closed door?
I have never heard him. He has never heard me. And I want it to stay that way. But
so you'll be buying Graham's book?
Yes. I will be. And I'm just a little concerned for the time comes when we do live together, because then I'll have to actually like worry about that more, because we'll be in each other's
space. Have to turn on the hair dryer in the bathroom.
Okay.
Why is she drying her hair?
It's
she
didn't the even third take a time this morning.
She didn't even take a shower. Her hair's not even wet. That'll muffle the sound.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Jess. But it is a slippery fart slope. Once you lets one and then you volley one back at them, then
and I feel like it's usually the guy that starts it. They like get really comfortable and they're like, and they'll do one just to, like, test the waters and see how you react. Yeah. And then you giggles, you don't know what else to do, and they're like, she's fine with it. And then they just start flying from there.
Then the fart gates are open. You cannot put the farts back in the toothpaste tube. You know
what I mean?
In
the jar. Can't put them back in
the
jar. The
farts cannot go back in the jar. Okay, they're out. And you guys have made it pretty far, so I think you're...
But on
they don't live together.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So I'm like, okay, let's say it were to happen on accident, right? And I let one out. Like, what do I do? Do I try to disguise it? Like, this chair. Or...
You just cough really quick.
Or do I laugh? Like, do I admit it?
I would just... fake my death.
Okay. I like that. I like
usually
that.
Blame it on the dog or,
squeaky, blame it on your dog.
Squeaky floorboard, or I just stepped on a salamander or something. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ryan from the Bay. Admittedly, she's now my ex-wife, but when we first got together, I ran out of the room to fart. And then the next time I know it, I'm doing a Dutch oven. If you know what that is, then you know.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope. Once you change your policy, next thing you know, you're Dutch ovening your partner. Oh, and that's not the relationship for me. It's just not.
I don't want that.
I don't want, every time I think of you, to associate that scent with your memory.
Oh, my God. All right. Graham, what
and
do
then
you...
Did you hear what happened?
They broke up.
Yeah, they got a divorce.
That's a great point. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Aha! So Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell were canoodling at that wedding. Oh. They went to... Now, if you don't know, Sydney recently called off her wedding to her longtime boyfriend. Apparently, they've been separated since January. And people can't help but wonder if she and Glenn Powell, you know, one of her former co-stars, have anything going on between them. Because when they were working together, they got pretty close. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they both were at Glenn's sister's wedding recently.
Yep.
So, you know that site or that, I don't know, social media account, Dumois? That posts all the blind items.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
But I'll take your word for it.
Well, that's the thing. Well, there's...
Got it.
She also has a podcast. And on this podcast, she says that she heard guests that were there say that they were canoodling heavily at the reception. But also that they're not exclusively dating, but they're just like really, really close, really, really flirty. And that everybody there was forced to sign NDAs. So no one will ever talk about anything definitively.
Wait, so you're showing up to somebody else's wedding, but you're making people sign NDAs?
No, the couple.
Oh,
the wedding couple.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Sydney Sweeney showed up to somebody else's wedding.
I thought that's what it was.
No.
Yeah,
wow. The couple had everybody
sign
an NDA.
Because there was going to be a lot of celebrities there. They had everybody sign NDAs.
Are you guys shipping them? Are people still shipping each other? Is that still a thing?
It is a thing.
Okay, are we shipping them?
No, it doesn't sit right with me if she was...
Why not?
If she was in another relationship, that means she
was
cheating.
But nobody knows about that guy. I'm shipping them.
The
other guy, nobody even knows who he is.
No clue. Couldn't pick him out of lineup. Nothing. Glenn Powell, I'd like to have his poster on my wall. As motivation.
I will get you one.
As gym motivation. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I thought it was funny. My parents were staying with us this week while my wife was out of town. And my mom, you know, she's on her phone reading the news. Or she's like, are you familiar with this Sydney Sweeney girl? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty familiar. She's like, who is she? And so I was like, oh, she got her start on Euphoria, right? Was that her like kind of big breakthrough role?
I think so, yeah.
And I was like, that's where a lot of people know her from. And then she's been in some movies since. And then my mom says, seems kind of sleazy if you ask me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, mom, like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't do, is that just because that's what she sees? Like her pictures attached to the things, and like maybe she's wearing something revealing. And my mom's like, oh, kind of sleazy, if you ask me. Cause like, what does my mom didn't even know who she is. So how is that her impression of her?
Wow.
Maybe she's seen some of her Euphoria
scenes. No, I don't think mom is watching Euphoria.
I don't think Mimi was watching Euphoria.
Hey, but, you don't know what Mimi likes. Maybe.
Well, you know, she shows her bazoomers in that.
She does?
I'll send it to you, Graham.
Thank you. That seems a little sleazy to me, but I will look.
Stop it. Really quick, we have some more info, or I guess insight, into Justin Bieber's behavior. So according to an insider, he's in a spiral. He's manic, not sleeping, hardly eating, sending frantic texts in the middle of the night. Often doesn't make a lot of sense, but he is convinced that he does. He doesn't realize how much help he needs, and everyone around him is really worried. Now, this report also mentions that Haley is really concerned, doesn't know what to do, and that she's been asking everyone to just, like, pray for him. And if you don't know, I mean, you can go check out his Instagram now. He's just been posting a lot of, like, nonsensical things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been like this for about a week. Almost. Is it possible that he is having like a bipolar manic episode?
Sure. I mean, any number of things could be at play, but something is at
play. Something is at play.
Something
don't know what
is up, and something's not right. And like, I know someone personally that's going through something similar, and their social media is the same way. And a lot of it doesn't make sense, and the videos don't make sense, you can tell they don't know that they're not making sense.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so he very well likely could be in sort of a similar situation.
Yeah, I
which is
it's
scary.
It's really scary. He needs to be under the proper care.
Yes.
Get help. Graham, what do you have?
All right, even though it feels like we're still wrapping up winter, spring is here, and then summer's going to be here before you know it, and Great America just said, hold my beer, you guys, because the sun will be shining this weekend, and they are opening up the park.
Woo, woo.
California's Great America is opening this weekend to kick off their 49th season, and they're going to have the rides running every weekend between April and May before they start their summer schedule. And South Bay Shores, the water park, that's not going to open until May 24th. So that's not ready yet. But the rides are going to be running this weekend. Of course, you can still get your gold pass for $99. That's unlimited access through the entire 2025 season. Hell of a deal, if you ask me. And this is not even a commercial. I'm just saying. That's a hell of a deal. Yeah. And I went to Great America for the first time recently. We all
did.
Wait,
what do you mean? That was your first time?
For the first time recently. I hadn't gone many times before that.
I thought it was like for the first time ever.
No.
Yeah. For the first time recently.
And I want to go back. My kids will not stop. I mean, you guys were there. My son had the time of his life. We had so much fun. So we will be back this season. Now, the one thing I do want to remind people of, because you want to get there and go there this year, because we don't fully know what the future of Great America is. A little murky right now. Because remember in 2022, the park operator sold that property. Sold off to a developer.
That's
and that real estate developer wants to build like apartments and retail and all sorts of stuff on
get
that space.
Here.
It's a pretty coveted piece of real estate there. So they have a deal in place where they can continue to operate, but up to 11 years. It might only be a handful of years. I don't know. All I'm saying is let's enjoy Great America while we got it, because it will not be here forever, which is a bummer, because then after that, like, you wipe out a huge entertainment venue.
I know.
Entertainment park for
like so an
entire,
iconic to
for
the
an
Bay.
Entire
that
region.
Sucks.
I know. I'm bummed.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a little joke for you this morning. How do people in Boston start their cars? How do they start their cars? With khakis. Obviously, khakis. Took me a minute. Bye.
You guys get it? Khakis.
Khakis.
I need to start the car. Give me the khakis.
Oh, that was good.
Not khakis, car keys. Khakis. I need the khakis here. How am I supposed to start the car?
Thank you for that.
Got to drive down and see the Sox.
The Sox?
Yeah, they like the Sox. The Red Sox.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. That's it. That's all you got to do, okay? Mm-hmm. Here is today's clip.
Always remember the two-hand technique when giving is always the most effective.
Yep.
You're right.
Damn, what was that?
If you could get a third hand in there too, that'd be good. But not everybody can.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe even a fourth hand.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh.
Not everybody's blessed like that. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then leave that guess on the talkback mic, the newly upgraded talkback mic, by the way. They got presets on there, you guys. You put 94.9 in the JV Show podcast
as your
presets. After that, I'd leave them blank, but that's just me. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. We want to be able to shout you out when you win, but we're really giving a shout out to the Chug Bug winner. And that's the very first correct answer of the morning. So get your guesses in quick and keep
them
PG.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. This is a family sickos. Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Always remember the two-hand technique when giving is always the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Put it
I think
for
so.
Us.
Yeah, get it done quicker.
Hey, remember, this is a family show, okay?
Oh,
so that
word
is something clean.
Right.
If you think you know what it is, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's go to your guesses now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Michelle from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is massage. Have a great day.
Oh, that's a great guess.
It just wiped out like everybody's guess right there. Everybody on massage.
Yeah.
Great guess. Would work, but that's not what
that
it is.
Hi, my name is Joseph from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is a two-handed hug. Thank you. Have a nice day.
There's another great guess. My boy, Joseph. Thank you. Shout out to you. Thank you for leaving that talk back, by the way.
Or you prefer side hug?
I thought side hug.
I like a full-on just
also
mush your two bodies together hug. I like a good, strong hug.
Okay.
Good morning, JV crew. My name is Reggie from Hayward, and my guess for the bleeped out word is directions.
Direction.
Oh. Reggie, I like that guess. I like that guess a lot because, you know, you're giving directions. You got a point, and then, and then over here, and you can use one hand as like a little map. You're like, okay, if you're over here, then you're going to need to go down over here and over to the left and then down here. And that's where you'll find the Best Buy.
I like that.
That was me giving directions to somebody to go to Best Buy.
All right, continue to get those guesses in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win this chuggy muggy. All right, how do you leave your guess? It's easy, the talkback mic. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
Always remember the two-hand technique when giving is always the most effective.
Graham, it's Graham, making me uncomfortable that you're doing that.
I'm stretching, you guys. I am stretching my wrists right now. I worked out. I smashed the gym yesterday, you guys. I've been on an absolute gym tear lately, and I'm a little sore today, so I was stretching out
your wrists.
Both wrists at the same time.
Yes. Okay. All right, well, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, my name is Pam, and I'm calling from Lexington, Kentucky. And I'd say that the word or phrase you're looking for is handshake.
That was a pretty popular guess. Now, look, I hadn't checked before, but JV Show is, in fact, number one in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes!
So thank you so much for listening.
Love leaving us your guys' chicken, by the way.
Yes. Thank you for leaving that talk back, Pam. I didn't know, because, look, I went to Louisville, Kentucky, you know, about a week and a half ago, and just me landing there, and then I was talking to some of the locals there at this bar that I went to, and they had heard of the JV Show before. Well, one of them was from the Bay Area. But, yeah, and we shot to the top of the charts there in Louisville.
Oh, my
JV
God.
Show number
well,
one
thank
there.
You, Graham.
So it's good to hear that we're number one in Lexington as well. Those are the two main cities in Kentucky.
Love that.
Hello, my name is Zayden from Foster City, and I think the bleeped out word is driving.
Driving.
That was a very popular guest this morning, but not it.
No. I'm a one-hand driver.
Me too.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm judging if you use two. Sorry.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Sophia and Nana from Napa, and we think the bleeped out word is
Heimlich.
We think it's Heimlich. All right, have a great day. Bye.
Oh, that's a great guess.
That's a great guess and also a popular guess this morning. And the Heimlich is a two-hand maneuver. You got to use two hands for that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Wynn from Lathrop. I'm guessing the bleeped out word is CPR. All right, have a great day.
That's the one.
Take a listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
Always remember the two-hand technique when giving CPR is always the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think you got to use two hands
can,
there,
can
right?
You can do just
yeah,
one.
I don't yeah. think you can. Are you guys certified?
No.
Used to be. I'm sure mine has expired by now.
I think mine too.
But you can still like perform CPR.
I still know how to do it.
Right. Like, you can't be like, oh, my certificate's expired. You have to die. Like,
what?
You still do it.
Well, I mean, you got to give them, you have to have them sign a waiver. Like, hey, just to let you know, I know you're
that's
dying
so
here.
That's so weird.
Sign here because my certification not quite up to date. Sorry, bro, but you want me to get pumping or not?
What song do you sing?
Staying Alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the beat that you should be doing it to. Or we could do it to this song, too.
Too fast.
It's faster than you think. All right, first and foremost, a shout-out to our buddy Wynn and Lathrop. What's up, Wynn? What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. Happy Friday. That's a good way to start the weekend. All right, a lot of people came with the correct answer this morning, so shout-out to everybody that played but didn't get their guess in quite fast enough. Joanna from Antigua had it. So did our buddy David in Richmond. What's up, David? What's up? Have a great weekend, my man. Norma in Oakland had it. So did Paola in Hayward. Carlos in San Ramon had it. So did Daisy in Lodi. Steven in San Bruno. Olivia in Morgan Hill. Aria in San Francisco. Jacqueline in Concord. What's up, Jacqueline? What's up? Adrian didn't say where she or they or he was from, but that's okay. Next time, Bay Area somewhere. Sam in Hayward had it. So did Soledad in Pittsburgh, amongst a few other people whose guesses are coming in right now. And if your guess is coming in right now, thank you for playing, but I'm sorry. Too slow.
Gotta wait till Monday. We'll do it again on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, Dina.
Do we have a bad connection?
Oh, no.
Okay, no. We're good.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
We're good. Can you hear us? All right. Hey, Dina, so you're going to be playing the JV Show Up Nope game. It's your chance to win tickets for Outside Lands. This is kind of a big deal. So all you got to do, I'm sure you already know this, but for anyone new to the JV Show, we're going to ask Dina 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. That's it. And the tickets are yours, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Question number 1. Angels on horseback are oysters that are served wrapped in what?
Oh my God, I've never heard of this before.
Me neither, but think about foods that are wrapped in something else. What are they usually wrapped in?
I'm going with bacon.
Yep.
Yes!
There you go.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
You are correct. Has anybody tried that before?
Never.
Selena, Jess?
Nope.
Jess, you like oysters. That sounds pretty good.
I do, and I like bacon, so that sounds like a good combination.
I'm not mad at it, but maybe the oyster should be fried. Yes, ooh, and then wrap
it. Maybe just take the oyster off and just the bacon.
And then just deep fry the bacon. Yes. All right, question number two. The Axis and the Allies were the names given to the two sides in what war?
And the Allies.
We were rooting for the Allies because we were part of them.
Was it the Civil War?
Nope.
No. Civil War is the North versus the South.
Oh.
Axis and Allies was World War II.
Dang
we
it.
Were the Allies.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, here's question number three. In what ocean would you find the island of Tahiti?
Oh, God. You guys are asking really hard ones today.
Come on, Tahiti. Is it a tropical island? It's out there in the...
Yeah, what ocean?
Atlantic Ocean?
Oh. Nope.
It's a real coin toss.
The Pacific.
Down there.
Dang it.
The South Pacific. All right, question number four. Let's see if you can finish on a strong note. You're going to. You got this one.
Yeah,
question
you do.
Four. Wrigley Field is home to what Major League Baseball team?
That is the Wrigley Field.
It's an iconic ballpark.
Is it the Chicago Cubs?
Yep.
Yes,
it is.
There we go.
Yes.
Ooh. Strong finish.
Yeah,
but
you still didn't win the
game.
Got
a little rough there in the middle.
Yeah, because you missed more than one.
But she was close.
You were
son of a Civil
close.
War.
We appreciate you being on and playing. Oh, I'll tell you
thank
what.
Thank you.
Don't hang up yet, Dina. We hope you have an amazing weekend, but Jess is going to talk to you for a second in the next room.
Try to bully some tickets out of her.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be really mean.
She's an easy one.
Bullying doesn't work with me. I'm sensitive.
It actually. Oh. That's why it works.
Yeah, you're scared.
Dina, hang on. Graham, we got some shout-outs?
We do. Buckle up. A lot of people in my DMs. The guy says, hey, Graham, Selena, and Jess, we absolutely love you guys. Today is my son Connor James' 6th birthday, and we would love... This is actually a belated shout-out because I missed it. It was supposed to be yesterday. And we'd love a birthday shout-out from y'all and some extra. Who gives a fart? Connor James is our outgoing, smart, funny, sweet, magical boy, and mommy, daddy, Aiden, love you so much. Happy birthday.
Woo!
Sunshine.
Happy birthday.
So happy, belated birthday, Connor James.
Who gives a fart?
Apologies, I missed that one yesterday. Another one here. Mommy's sliding into your DMs. Graham. I assume that's how she's saying that.
You
can you wish my baby boy, my youngest, a very happy 21st birthday? He was born 4/4/04. His name is Josh. He's been listening to the JV show since he was in my belly. And now he's in his third year at Sac State. I just want him to know how proud of him I am and how much I love him. And that is from his mommy, Lily. So happy birthday there to Josh.
Happy birthday.
21st birthday, Sac State. Hitting the bars tonight. Hey, Graham, is it possible to give my daughter a happy birthday shout-out? She's 10 today, and her name is Mariela. She's doing her thing with dance, going to San Diego for a competition this weekend, and her family is so proud of her, and that's from Mom Caitlin. Happy birthday, Mariela.
Happy birthday.
Please wish my son Ryan a happy birthday. He's turning 18 on April 5th. That's tomorrow. Entering adulthood. Love Mom and Sister Sarah. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, Mom, here in your DMs. Friday is my daughter Delilah's 9th birthday. Could you please give her a birthday shout-out? Please tell her she's the best daughter and little sister in the world, and she's going to have the best weekend with the baby mini goats at school and
Train Town
with her friends. And we love her to the moon. Love
that
mommy
is adorable.
And family. Have fun
Happy
at Train
birthday.
Town. I love that place. Happy ninth
Who
birthday, Delilah. Daughter in your DMs. I might need to check your ID. Can you give my mom a shout out for her birthday? Her birthday's on the 5th, so can you give her a shout out on the 4th? That's today. If this makes it on air, I want to say happy birthday, mama. We love you so much. That's from Abigail, Yaya, and Pops, or Paps, I guess. Happy birthday,
Happy
mom.
Birthday.
Another one. Hey, Graham, daddy here in your DMs. Can you please give a shout out to my twin babies, Bella and Nate, on their 15th birthday? We'll listen to you guys every single day on the way to school. That's from Dad Nelson. Happy birthday, twins.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Graham, if you do birthday messages, my wife's birthday is Saturday, and she's been listening to the show for a decade now. Rachel Sa-Anoy said happy, JV said happy birthday years ago, and she liked it very much. Thanks, and that's from Christopher. So happy, happy birthday, Rachel.
Who happy gives birthday, a fuck?
Rachel. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my son Mariano a happy 7th birthday? We love him so much and are always proud of him. Love his sister's mom and dad. Happy birthday, Mariano.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Can you give my daughter a who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Birthday shout out. Happy 8th birthday, Alina. Hope you have a special day and hope it's a home run filled with fun and love. We love you to the moon and back. Love mom, dad, Ari, AJ, and lady.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning. This is a special birthday shout out for our skibbity boy, Andy. Happy 7th birthday, Andy Bear, from mom, dad, and sissy. We love you so much. Hope your day is filled with all your favorite things. Happy birthday,
happy
skibbity
birthday.
Boy.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham.
Yeah.
Do you remember Taibo?
I do.
Jess, do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is. Taibo? Like bow tie?
What?
No, Taibo.
Taibo.
No, no idea.
He said kick it like Taibo.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Taibo was
a... You don't know who that is?
It's not...
Is that a kicker person. Or something?
No.
Kick it like Taibo.
should we let her work it out or tell
yes,
her who it is?
Tell us about...
Keep
it
more
sounds
theories,
like a kicker.
And we'll tell you if they're right or not. Is
NFL
it a kicker? No.
Taibo, a type of pasta.
Why would he be time. Kicking it like pasta?
Oh, kicking yeah. it like Taibo. Tebow? No.
Tim Tebow?
No.
What is it? Taibo.
We'll let you
know. Is it like some sort of medicine?
No. That's great. This is great.
It's a shoe brand, Jess. It's a shoe brand. Come on. How do you not know that? Except.
JV Show.
No, it's not.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
What kind of dog has a small bladder? A poodle.
Oh, poodle. That's good.
Thank you for that. I love the jokes. Random jokes on a Friday. Keep them coming. Jess, you can Google what Taibo actually is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today
maybe,
in the Bay.
Are there a lot of people listening that probably don't know what Taibo is?
That's
Taibo,
why Jess will look it up
and
she can report back
to us.
Tell
everyone what it is.
Yes. All right, so Kim K reportedly reached out to Bianca. Now, in case you missed it, Kanye has confirmed that Bianca left him. He even has a song pleading for her to come back. Didn't say it was good. By the way, that I don't think that was the final version of the song. We would have found out for sure, you know, yesterday, because the album was supposed to drop yesterday, but it is nowhere in sight. By the way, there's also a song on the album called Free Diddy.
God.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bianca left Kanye, and there's reports now this morning that Kim reached out to her as soon as she heard the news, just trying to show support and let her know that she's there if she ever needs somebody to talk to, because she is the only person who can truly relate to what Bianca went through with Kanye. And you know what happened?
What?
Bianca left her on red.
That means she's still with him.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Or she's gonna get back with him.
Yeah. Or she's just like processing everything and she's not ready to talk to somebody.
I mean, would you respond?
I don't imagine them having like, I don't imagine Bianca and Kim having a close relationship now. So maybe she's like, what does this beat want?
Like, shouldn't she? I don't. That is, she is the one person that understands what she's going through.
Maybe it's just too soon. Maybe the timing just ain't right. This just happened.
But it would be awkward to talk to that person. Like, here's my best resource.
100%.
But it's also someone I don't want to talk to. And also somebody that she has a probably very jaded view about, because she's getting all the stories from Kanye's side of things.
Right.
Right? So she may just flat out not trust her, not like her, whatever.
Very true. Jess, did you find out what Taibo is?
Yeah, a body fitness system.
Yes.
It was like a workout video
a lot
craze.
Of kicks and punches.
It was a sensation. Everybody was doing Taibo back in the day.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
All right, Hailey Bieber is considering selling her makeup brand. Apparently, Hailey has tapped investment bankers to find a buyer for her cosmetic brand, you know, Rode, that she launched back in 2022. Here's where I'm confused, because these reports are saying the sale could be worth more than $1 billion. Like, who uses Rode?
A lot of people.
They do?
If you go on TikTok, so many people have Rode, the skincare, and then the lip glosses. At least from what I've seen.
$1 billion?
A billion?
That's a lot.
Okay, I thought that was a little much, but if you're saying it's really popular on TikTok, then I guess maybe it makes a little bit more sense. Graham, before you get to your stories, a talk back.
Hey, JV Show. This is Vivi from Daily City. Happy Giants opening day. This
The question is actually for Graham and Jess. Where are you guys going? Let's take a shot. Let's freaking party. Woo! Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
Yay!
Yes! All right. Yes. Happy opening day, everybody. Woo-woo! Today is the day. Giants home opener. One of the most fun days to be in San Francisco. Even if you are not going to the game, just be at the bars adjacent to the ballpark, to Oracle Park, because you're going to have a lot of fun. Now, to answer that talk back, where are we going? Jess did not wear any Giants gear today. She wore bright pink pants and has apparently opted out. I don't know if you've opted out of the fun.
Yeah, I didn't think Graham was serious about, like, going
he
for a drink.
He does this every year.
Every year.
Every year he's at the bar.
Now, Selena, you have also opted out this year.
But at least I wore Giants stuff today.
But what's your excuse? Did.
I told you my
Not
excuse.
A good one. Not a good one.
I work out Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Not a good one.
Of all the Fridays, this is the one. Sorry, and I bug Selena about this every year. I even said during the last song, I was like, Selena, you know, this is like the ninth year in a row that I've told you you should come out for opening day. And then she said, well, next year.
Wait.
Lucky number 10. She never comes.
What were your excuses before?
I think I just didn't want to go.
Tired.
Yeah.
You know, didn't
this time I have an actual excuse.
Can't. I have to go pick my kid.
Yeah, doctor's appointment.
All the excuses in the world.
My nap time.
And to answer that talk back, I believe I'll be going to Momo's today. It's if you've never been, right across the street from the ballpark. And I actually saw a news report last night that Momo's got broken into two nights ago, and somebody vandalized all their audio video equipment, like the closet that houses all the stuff that controls art, because they have TVs everywhere to show the game, and somebody ripped it all out and apart, so none of the TVs and none of their sound system.
It was obviously a rival bar who's going to be showing the game.
Oh, yeah.
Except the fact that the guy that broke in and did it when police got there, whatever, he was asleep in there. So,
oh my God.
So I don't know if he had a couple.
Can't even do it right.
I don't know if he did some vandalism, had a couple drinky drinks, or in what order maybe that happened, and then fell asleep, and then
that's
person has been busted. But Momo's, the good news is, and if you're going there today, they have the outdoor patio. It's a great spot to grab a drink before any Giants game. But today, of all days, is the day to be out there, and the weather's going to be nice. But they said they were going to work round the clock to make all the repairs, and they will be open this morning at 10 a.m. So I'll be sliding over there at about 10:05.
Early morning.
Maybe 9:55. I'd like to be the first one in the door. Again, opening day today. It's Giants Mariners. Gates open at Oracle Park at 11:35. But like I said, you're going to want to be across the street for a long time and then head into the game. First pitch, 1:35. New San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's going to be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch today. And there's a lot of excitement about the Giants this season. Off to a 5-1 start, you guys, which is great. They just swept the Astros in the last series. And hopefully they can handle the Mariners here. This is the first year that the Giants are under new team leadership of Buster Posey, fan favorite, is the general manager of the team this year. So we'll see how he does. But so far, lots to be excited about. Happy opening day, everybody.
Woo-woo! All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. Graham, I slid in your DMs and it was forgotten. But I wanted to wish my daughter, Cammie, a happy 17th birthday from all of us. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate you tonight. Love Mom, Dad, Kaylin, Kaysen, Kaylee, and Kevin. Love you.
Happy birthday.
Can I just say, in my defense, you guys, I have so, so many birthday shout-outs.
I know.
So many of them. I throw in so many, but our show would get eaten up by all of them. I'm sorry if I cannot squeeze them all in. And a lot of people still, despite numerous warnings from me, could you get them in? And I'm not calling Nancy out because she did probably slide in yesterday, but people are currently sliding in like while I'm doing them live. I can't, I apologize if I don't see those ones in time. I can't be like,
can I just say,
doing the show and doing social media at the same time?
Because your entire inbox is shout-out. At this point, it's hard to keep track of them. Some of them do slip through the cracks. The easiest way is to leave a talkback just like that one.
But then we can't all play all those either. There's no perfect way. I'm doing my best. I'm just being, you guys. But now that we're here, I got some more shout outs to do.
Hey, Greg,
can you please greet my son, Adrian, a happy 13th birthday? He's now officially a teenager. We'll listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Thanks. And that is from Maureen.
Happy birthday.
Mom, in your DMs, please wish my daughter, Julissa, a happy 10th birthday and a big who gives a fart.
Who gives a fart?
My son's birthday is today. Sorry for sending this so late. Yes, we were on the air at the time. That's okay. His birthday's today. We want to make sure he has an extra special morning. Happy 11th birthday, Aiden.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
I hope you have a wonderful day celebrating with you and your family and friends this evening. You're such a generous, caring person. We love watching you grow. That's from Mama, Papa, Aaron, and Nico. And
who gives
just,
a fart?
You know, keep on checking here. Oh, another one. I hope you're having a good Friday so far. Just wanted to see if you'd give my son Jeremiah a birthday shout out. He's turning 15 today. We're very proud of the young man you are. Keep up the good work, kid. So happy birthday, Jeremiah.
Happy birthday. Everyone celebrating. Have a great weekend. Graham, what else you want to talk about here?
I want to talk about San Quentin, you guys, because San Quentin is getting a glow up. Or maybe like a major sort of, I think they're rebranding because San Quentin, we know, one of the toughest prisons in the nation, but
they want like to boost tourism or something.
I think they do. Listen to this. They're about to spend $239 million to turn San Quentin into a Scandinavian inspired rehab center.
Hold on. What do you mean?
They have hired a Danish architecture firm that has a track record of creating more inviting spaces and spaces that are less
harsh.
They're
going to like redecorate and add some new furniture and stuff?
Yeah,
wallpaper?
And I think just a bunch of IKEA furniture, you know? Denmark's over there by Sweden.
Somewhere.
And yeah, they're going to be serving Swedish meatballs and everything. It's going to be great. Look, I guess San Quentin is maybe turning away from being a maximum security and that, and those types of inmates are going other places because they're going to change things to a more medium level security, and construction is already underway. They're going to have three new buildings. Now listen to this. No, and probably because the new design, they say, again, this is San Quentin being redesigned by a Danish architecture firm. By the way, if you've never been by San Quentin, it's one of the most gorgeous like spots in the city. I mean, in Marin.
I've never been.
It's right on the water. It's got an incredible view out to the bay. Like, no joke. It is like, if that was real estate for houses, it'd be some of the most expensive real estate anywhere.
Really?
Anyways, but the prison is right there. So I guess they want to, you know, spruce things up a bit. Now listen to this. And the new design is going to have a farmer's market. There's going to be classrooms.
A podcast
production studio and even a cafe. Get yourself a cup of joe on your way to produce your own prisoner podcast after you go to the farmer's market and pick up some fresh turnips.
Are you serious?
My God.
Like, what are these dudes doing at the farmer's market? Are they bringing the produce back to their cells? Like, I have questions.
Are they the ones growing it?
Maybe.
Wait, what? This sounds like a nice little community.
Dude, you know the Wi-Fi is going to be just lightning fast.
I know, and if they have better studio equipment than us, you know, we have issues every morning.
Guaranteed their podcast studio is going to be better than ours.
Like, oh my God.
How do you guys feel about the new rebrand of San Quentin? I'm curious to see if they just changed the name too, because San Quentin has such kind of
it's
like
so
a negative
aggressive
connotation. Yeah.
They got to rebrand the name. I guess I'm here for it. I mean, don't these people, they deserve to be rehabilitated, I think, depending on the crime.
Agreed.
Right?
But does that
and
include
they're still human beings. Yes, pickleball included, because everyone needs a hobby. You know, and I feel like a lot of this stuff, the podcast production studio, for example, it could be productive for them. Learn new skills, so when they get out, they have, you know, a skill set, something they might want to get into.
But this sounds nicer than my kid's school, you know? Like, think about your kid's school. Like, wouldn't you rather this money go to that? $239 million is
a lot of money for
a prison rebrand. And then they can have like a launch party with like DJs and like bottle service, you know, like check out the new space.
Yeah, they can have a mix.
Yeah. I mean, I have questions, but I guess this could be, obviously, if the goal is to rehabilitate, this would be a much, like you said, Selena, much better environment for that. But yeah, we need to work on a new name. San Quentin isn't it.
No.
I think like it needs to be one of those like weird IKEA names where it just doesn't make sense. And it's like something totally named, totally different, even though I get it, Denmark and Sweden, different countries, but whatever. I did see another San Quentin story this week, and maybe this is part of sort of the transition to a more rehab-focused space. Because
they're in their soft era.
They are going in their soft area because they have a puppy training program there. I guess they've had it for the last couple years. And I saw a story about two of the inmates there that were reunited with a couple of the puppies that they had trained there. And this program apparently is very successful. Other prisons have done it. They say puppies trained in prison programs more likely to have a successful path to becoming a service dog, which is an incredibly high mark for a trained dog to become a service dog. So,
and they're starting out at San Quentin.
And some of them are starting out in a program with inmates training them at San Quentin as puppies. Would you guys want a dog that's been trained in the clink?
Ooh.
I feel like
it's not my first choice.
I feel like the dog's just going to be fashioning some kind of shank the entire time.
Yeah.
And the second that I'm in the shower, it's going to, you know, get me right in the kidneys.
And then sell them on the black market.
Obviously.
As anyone
would. Down at the farmer's market there. at San Quentin.
I'll pass.
It was a sweet story, though. I thought it was very cool that with these, that program. But apparently, yeah, they're training puppies
in
there.
They are really just turning everything around.
Yeah. Ooh, what they're living life.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I was just looking at today's Chug Wheel featured item.
Graham, stop.
It's not good, you guys. There's no way to sugarcoat this. This is going to be bad.
No. All right. It's Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to Chug Wheel and we have 80s tickets to give away, we've been talking about San Quentin getting a glow up. They're going to be getting a podcast studio.
Good Farmers morning, Market. JV Show. Just wanted to comment on the San Quentin upgrade they're getting. It's interesting how they're getting a new podcast studio. They actually already produce some podcasts from that prison, one called The Prison Podcast and the other called Ear Hustle. Take a listen if you get a chance.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, there were actually a few people that left talkbacks. Thank you guys for leaving those. That said the same thing. Said those podcasts are really good.
Interesting. I kind of want to check them out.
Yeah,
all right. Well, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Woo, woo. All right. So you got tickets for ATs. Congratulations. You are caller 20.
Third time this week. I tried. I swear. This is my third time. I tried this week. Right on.
Yeah, no, you get to check them out at SAP Center in San Jose, August 2nd. Congrats.
Now, along with that, we're also going to be giving you a JV Show Chug Mug because we're going to make you stick around to play our Chug Wheel game, which is a lot of fun for you.
Awesome.
Now, it's bad for us because what usually happens is one of us has to chug something really disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who is not familiar with this game, we sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person eight questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Donna, if you can guess what you think that person on the street said, like if you can guess their answer, you get a point. You get 4 points. You win. And that means one of us, we're going to draw names. One of us is going to have to spin the chug wheel and do some chugging. Graham, what's on the chug wheel?
All right. On this morning's chug wheel, we have au jus. And actually, there was one of our French-speaking listeners was very upset with how we say au jus. Oh. It's au jus. I'm sorry. Au jus. We have lemon juice, sauerkraut juice. We have the soup du jour. I just checked with the JV Show chef, and this morning's soup is a cream of asparagus. He said he recommends. It's not his favorite soup, but he recommends. We have pain is good hot sauce. That sounds painful. We have a safe space on the wheel called Dealer's Choice. You hit that one. You can pick whatever you want to chug from. And then this morning's featured item is tuna juice. And I did bring my can opener. And I brought my can opener this morning.
That's disgusting, Graham.
It's not going to be good. I did bring my can opener, so we're ready for that.
Donna, are you ready?
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's see who Jess talked to.
Ryan, and from San Francisco.
Ryan out of San Francisco. All right, Donna, here's question number one. Listen closely.
Do you think TikTok will actually get banned on Saturday?
What do you think Ryan said, Donna?
No.
No.
All right, you got a point.
That was easy one there. Easy one. Yeah, one correct. This is not good. Not starting off good. Let's go to the next question.
Could you talk to someone on a dating app without seeing their pictures?
Donna, what do you think Ryan said? Could you date someone without seeing their pictures?
He said no. Okay.
No.
Another point for Donna. This is going lovely.
Not good. Not good.
All right, next question.
Fill in the blank with the first word that comes to mind. Blank ticket.
Oh, blank ticket. What do you think he said?
Parking ticket.
Golden.
Oh, he said golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket. All right.
We're all looking at Graham like.
Little Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Sorry. All right. Next question.
It's the Giants home opener. Can you name one player currently on their roster?
Donna, do you think Ryan could name one player on the Giants roster?
Can anyone do that?
Yes.
Posey. Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman.
Oh,
he got
my
it.
God.
And Donna, to your point, Buster Posey is not on the Giants. He's not on the team.
Oh.
He's the GM now.
How many points does Donna have?
She's got three. She just needs one more correct out of the remaining four questions.
We were cool.
So someone will inevitably be chugging this morning unless she gets them all wrong.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
I got this.
You have to give up one for an entire year. Which is it? Coffee, your phone, or social media?
What do you think he said?
Coffee.
Coffee.
What?
That was way too easy.
Are you Ryan in disguise? Like, you're Ryan. You are Ryan.
That was way too easy. I blame Jess.
Yay! I blame Jess, too.
No.
All right, Donna, you got your AT's tickets. You got your Chug Mug. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on. Okay.
Are we ready for this?
Jess is drawing names.
Shake it up. Shake them up in there.
Ready?
That was too... You guys, we got to rework this game.
I hate this game.
Okay, wait. My heart is actually pounding.
Tuna juice.
It's Graham! Oh, yes! Son of a... Oh, my God. This is the best thing.
Oh, my God. I'm out of breath.
The huge weight in my heart. Oh, my God. Okay.
Actually, okay, I forgot my can opener this morning. No. Funny story.
I'll go buy one.
I must have dropped it somewhere.
Oh, okay. You know what? Best case scenario.
I think there's one in the kitchen. I'll go find that for you. All right, guys. Don't go anywhere because next, Graham is spinning the chug wheel.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham. How you feeling?
Not good. It's supposed to be a Friday. There are zero Friday vibes this morning. It feels like it might as well be a Wednesday.
I got a flood of Friday vibes.
Yeah, Graham, can we remind you that you created this game?
I wasn't there for that meeting.
I don't remember that. You picked the things on the chug wheel. This is literally all your fault.
Objection. Hearsay. We don't know. All right. Spin the stupid
Also,
wheel.
We are live JV Morning Show on Instagram. Hurry.
Hey, everybody. Hurry, get on everybody on Instagram. All right. On this morning's chug wheel, which I am now apparently going to spin and have to chug something from because I don't know why this game is stupid. We have lemon juice, sauerkraut juice. We have the soup du jour, which of course is the soup of the day this
morning.
Asparagus. It's cream of asparagus. We have a dealer's choice space, which is what I'm hoping for. It lands there. You get to pick whatever you want to chug. Although I don't see many safe spaces on this wheel because the next item up is something called Pain is Good hot sauce, which sounds painful and not good. And then we have tuna juice, which is this morning's featured item on the wheel. And I did bring a can opener for that very purpose. And then we have some au jus sauce.
I'm manifesting tuna juice for you.
Me too.
I think I could chug some au jus. All right, here we go.
Give it a spin.
Spin the
It's going
wheel.
For it. It's spinning. It's spinning.
All right, wheel is in motion, and it is coming to a stop on the tuna juice.
Yes! Tuna!
You have got to be kidding me.
Wait, this is...
God, this is stupid. Whoever created this game is an idiot. I'm going to fight him in the hall.
I love it. Wow, best day ever.
Wait, I can't breathe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God. The look of disgust on Graham's face. You did this to yourself, bro.
I know. I feel like there's a bunch of stray cats that are going to arrive. I just used my can opener to get the first can in there. Let's go to the next one.
All right. Graham is filling up the chug mug with tuna juice. We played our chug wheel game. Yeah. Shout out to Donna who won.
Shout out to Donna.
I'm glad she won.
Have a great weekend, Donna. We love Graham's name.
Opening the second can. These are the extra large cans.
We are live on Instagram. JV Morning Show. Follow us. We're live right now. You can check out Graham filling up. I can hear it. Oh my God.
Some chunks just went in there. Oh God. This is stupid.
All right, let's see.
Oh my God, you're going to be at opening day. You're going to Momo's right after the show. You're going to be burping up tuna juice.
I'm not going now. I can't go hang out with my boys.
You have to go. Yes.
I think we have to like add a little cat. Bit.
Yeah, stray cats are going to follow you around all day.
God, it's all over my hands. You can't get that smell off.
Oh, does it remind you of anyone?
No. Maybe.
Graham, the chug mug's not filled.
What are you? If you're going to sit over here and debate that, because I've watered your things down before. Are you kidding me?
Well, wouldn't you rather
Are you going to go for it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to chug this because I'm not a...
All right.
I don't back out of things.
Graham!
Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
Just tuning in. Graham is chugging tuna juice. Oh, my God. I cannot believe... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's doing it. He's going for... Oh, and no breaks. No, oh.
There's so many chunks in there.
I can smell it from here. How was it?
I'm eating some of it. Hang on.
If any listeners run into Graham today, just know his breath is going to be a little stinky.
Bring me a pack of gum for opening day today.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
Catch me outside of moments. Very salty.
Are you going to get the grout?
When's the last? The grout?
What's it called?
The gout.
Gout.
No, I don't think you get gout from tuna juice.
If it's hella salt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's a lot of protein, Graham. Maybe just finish the rest. Eat it.
It's not good.
Ew, this is so disgusting.
It is not good. How do you guys feel about... Well, yeah, you're telling me. It's all over me. How do you guys feel about a tuna fish sandwich?
I like them.
I don't like tuna.
Tuna
at all?
So this would have been like the worst possible thing for me.
Good. I'll bring it back. I'll put it back on the wheel next week.
It's done.
Yeah.
I like tuna sandwiches, but not anymore. That's it for me. We have some talk backs there about the Chug Wheel, if you'd like to play those.
Graham, I could say that I'm laughing hysterically in traffic right now because you were chuckling that you brought tuna juice and now you might have to chug it. Anyways, good luck.
Thank you. Yes,
and
I did. And I did
you know
just
what? And
chug
you did it.
It.
You, in like a champ. Yeah, might I add.
That's not worth anything. I smell like a dead fish
right now.
It
stinks in here. We gotta. Yeah. And what sucks is like there's no windows in here. It's just gonna be trapped for Drina and Gabby.
Yeah, and everybody else.
Yeah. Happy Friday, you guys. It's been different. What a great. I had a feeling that it was gonna be Graham. I really did. Just because he got his parents to come out here, and he got his kids to have a babysitter, and he's going to go have fun today. And I said, well, all the luck is not going to be on his side. He's going to chug that wheel, and he is going to chug it! Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Let the record show my kids don't have a babysitter. I don't even get to go to the game today, even though I had a ticket. I don't get to sit out there in the sun and enjoy opening day like the rest of us because I do have to get back and pick up my kids from school because my wife hasn't landed from her stupid business trip this week. This is the worst.
Why are you so mad?
Because I just drank a whole pint of tuna juice.
Hey, you did that to yourself, bro. Yeah. You added
disgusting
tuna juice
you
to the
You created this game.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose. I'm watching Instagram Live right now, and I know Graham needs to drink some tuna, but to make his day better, those arms are showing, Graham. I can see the definition coming in. Looking good, bud.
Didn't I tell you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? Yeah. That did make my day better. Yes. And look at that. I got some protein. I've been smashing the gym to get the muscles going.
It's actually just what you needed, some tuna juice.
Right.
Yeah. And we are still live if you want to see Graham's arms.
I'm going to go do some push-ups
JV
and get them popping to go to Momo's today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, how you holding up?
Not good. I just took a bite of a Nature Valley biscuit almond cinnamon almond butter bar to try to get the tuna taste out of my mouth.
Ew, this is so cheesy.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Disney does not want another box office disaster. You guys, Snow White flopped so bad that they are putting another planned live action remake on pause. Now, the plan was to have a live-action remake of Tangled. You know, the Rapunzel story.
Oh, I love that one.
It was an active development. They were already having pre-production meetings with potential cast members. Everything was underway, and the Disney pulled the plug because they want to reevaluate things.
What would you rather see Disney do going forward? Make live-action remakes of a story we already saw, or come up with a whole new concept?
Whole new concept.
Yep.
I would too. And it doesn't matter if it's, in my mind, doesn't matter if it's live action or if it's animated. Just do what, give me something, come up with an original idea. Like,
thank
I think
you.
That's better than remaking some of this stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. I just, some of the live action remakes, like, haven't really done it for me.
Yeah.
And the original.
Some of them have been really good. Like, I don't mind the remakes. I do like a lot of them. But if I
like
had
which?
A choice.
Give me some examples.
Like Aladdin. I really liked Aladdin.
Okay. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it either.
What about Lion King? Was that any good?
I didn't watch that one.
That seemed kind of weird.
That one looks stupid. Sorry.
Wow. Shots fired if you like the live action Lion King. I don't know. I just like some of those stories that, and the animated version is so iconic. Why do we need to do it again? Come up with an original idea.
Agreed. Yeah. Megan Fox and MGK are back living together. Whoa. So, you know, they had their little baby. And according to Us Weekly, MGK moved back into her place. No romantic vibes, supposedly, just co-parenting vibes.
Roommate vibes.
Yeah. The source says that Megan is allowing MGK to be there to spend time with their baby. But it's her house, her rules, no funny business.
What would you do in that situation, Selena? Because you've been through it being a new parent. I mean, Megan Fox has other kids, but when you have a newborn... newborn, life is tough. It's hard.
Yes.
You need all the help you can get. What would you do in this scenario? You've got a guy who you are not together with and maybe things ended pretty rockily, you know, not on good terms. Would you welcome the help and have them stay with you for a little while? Just because, I don't know. I just remember like when you got a newborn, it's like you're desperate for help. You'll take anything.
As much as I would want the help, I think, look, I can hold a grudge.
Me too. I'm
legendary. I think I'd be like, nah, you're not moving in here.
They might stress you out even more.
That's the thing.
But it's also the dad.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't see the baby, but you're not living with me.
Yeah.
I would still appreciate you. I would still expect you to help, but like you don't have to live in my house.
But you're waking up at all hours of the night.
Okay,
right?
I guess you do have to live in my house.
Like you sort of, it's like you sort of need to be there when you really want the help is that time at 2 o'clock That's in the true. Morning when you're exhausted. Can someone just take the baby? It won't stop crying, you know?
I guess it's really the only way to make it work.
But you hate this person's guts because they cheated on you or something.
What a hard situation to be in.
I don't envy that.
Do we think they're going to get back to hooking up?
Yep.
Graham. Well, this actually, this is different from your initial prediction. Remember last year we did some predictions for 2025?
Oh, yeah.
So you said that there might be a backslide, but that they wouldn't get back together.
Well, that's what I just said yesterday.
But you said yes.
They start hooking up again. Oh, that's a backslide.
But not back together then?
Probably not.
Okay.
But that's a backslide, right?
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be hooking up because she's got to wait, you know, the 5 or 6 weeks. I forget which it is, but maybe by then she'll come to her senses, you know?
Yeah, and he'll have found like a bevy of someone other ladies else. By then. 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah, he can't wait that long.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, let's talk a little more baseball because I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about, again, the Giants home opener today. It's a very special opening day today. It's the 25th anniversary of opening day taking place at Oracle Park. 25 years the ballpark has now been open. Look, I'm only 27 and a half, but I still remember when it first opened and when it was under construction, then when it first opened. I mean, of course, from bedtime stories from my parents when they were tucking me
you
into my crib.
Yeah,
I remember them telling me about
as
that.
As you're in your stroller.
First pitch today, 1:35. It's going to be a really fun day. Nice weather. Great day to be out at the ballpark if you're going. Shout out to everybody that's going to the game today. Or just, you know, going to pregame around the ballpark. One of the most fun days in the city. Again, first pitch, 1:35. I do want to talk about Dodgers player Freddie Freeman. He just went on the injured list with an ankle injury, and you probably wouldn't guess how because he did it in the shower.
Wait, what was he doing?
He says it's a, quote, shower mishap. That's what they're calling it, but he hasn't been able to play. He's got a right ankle injury, a 10-day trip to the injured list. He says he slipped in the shower at his home. Are you buying that excuse for how you sprained his ankle? Because most guys do it on a dirt bike or something.
He was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing.
And then they say, I slipped in the shower. I fell. Yeah, no love lost. So we're not feeling bad for the Dodgers. They started the season 8-0, by the way, franchise best of all time.
Get out of here.
Giants are 5-1, though, so we're right there. Let's go.
And you're going to be at Momo's pregaming?
I think so.
Just follow the trail of stray cats.
Just follow your nose to the giant cloud of tuna juice, because if you missed it earlier, I had to spin the chug wheel, and I had to chug tuna juice.
Yes!
This morning's featured item on the wheel.
Make sure you're following JV Morning Show on Instagram because we are gonna have that video up later today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Our studio still smells like tuna.
Yeah,
a little stinky.
It's like attracting all the dogs that people bring into the office. They keep running in here.
I know. We've had two office dogs run in there and start sniffing around. Yeah, there's a little bit of tuna juice in the carpet because somebody invented a game called the Chug Wheel, and then I had to chug a whole pint of tuna juice. It was disgusting.
All right.
Morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy opening day. Hey, Graham. Sorry about the tuna burps later because that's going to be gross. But also, hey, you know how you play Bang Bang Niner Gang every time we talk about the Niners? Well, what's your snippet going to be for the Giants since, you know, we're just going to keep winning and we might go to the World Series? I think you need to come up with one. Let's see, orange, black and orange, or the new LaRussell song. I don't know.
Oh, we got to come up with something.
That's a good point because we do always drop the Bang Bang Niner Gang during Niner season, and that's just iconic. But what do we play for the Giants? My only option right now is like
mouth-watering salsas.
Nah, that doesn't work.
No, that doesn't really fit.
But I do like it.
Yeah, we got to think of that. Hey, any suggestions? We're open to it. Yeah. Okay. Graham, what do you have?
All right, what do you guys think about emotional support tigers?
Because baby tigers?
No, big, full-grown, potentially mean ones. That's exactly the issue at hand. Authorities in Nevada seized 7 tigers from a property there, and the man is claiming, his name is Carl Mitchell, he is the owner of Big Cats Entertainment, and he is claiming that these are his emotional support animals. Authorities are saying he had these animals without a license, and you can't do that. No permits for these cats, and so they have been confiscated because there's a potential for a threat to the general public should one of them get out.
Yes.
Again, he is maintaining these are his emotional support animals. And these, what's interesting is he says these tigers, six of the tigers rescued from Joe Exotic's place.
No way.
They used to be owned by Joe Exotic before he went to prison. So he has rescued these animals and created an incredible bond with them. And there's his emotional support tigers. And he is devastated and very, very pissed that they were taken away from him. And then he says flown, you know, across the country to some other, you know, habitat sanctuary where they can be. And he wants them back. Are you with this guy? He did get into a bit of a scuffle with officers. Let's not focus on that. But are you with this guy? Should he be allowed to have his emotional support tigers?
No.
Why not? He's bonded with them just like a dog or Jess with her cat.
I know, but these are animals that belong in the wild, out in nature. They're not meant to be in your backyard.
Yeah, but they've been in captivity so long, they can't survive out in the wild.
At least a sanctuary, fine, because it gives them somewhat of a feel of being, you know, out. They don't belong in this guy's living room.
I don't think he had them in the den at his house, you know, just roaming around. I think he probably had an enclosure and cages and things for
them.
They're huge. Well, what is a sanctuary? I watched Tiger King. That's just a glorified large cage.
Yeah, but at least it's bigger.
I felt bad for all those animals that were there.
Maybe put them in a sanctuary and give them visitation rights.
Although, how cute would it be to have a little baby tiger? That'd be so cute. You ever watch the videos and like drinking from bottles and stuff? I want to do that.
I mean, even having a look, again, do not own these majestic creatures. They belong out in the wild. And if you do have one, please secure the proper licensing and permits to do so. And make sure that they have the most badass house habitat thing ever, so they think they're still in the wild.
Right, just trick them with like some wallpaper.
You gotta have a lot of acres.
It looks like a jungle.
Right. Oh yeah, you just put that on the on the wall next to your bed.
Fake plants.
But Selena, imagine having a tiger that truly loved you, a full grown one that was excited to see
that
you,
would
gave
be
that
cool
big tiger
until
hug.
It turns on you.
I know, but what if it never does?
But what if it does? That is not a risk I'm willing to take.
Well, technically, your dog could turn on you one day.
That's true. Your dog can. No. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of incidents of that every single year, so your dog can turn on you and so can your tiger. Now the problem with the tiger is it weighs 750 pounds or something.
Your life is gone.
Take you out a lot easier. To Siegfried and Roy.
This just happened this week in Egypt. A circus performer, did you guys see this? This was on video. I don't know why he decided to like stick his hand or his arm in the cage.
Oh, you don't do that.
Immediately attacked by the tiger that was in there, who's normally like friendly, like this is a performing tiger, you know what I mean? But had a hold on his arm and everyone's coming and they're like trying to get him to release it. When he finally does, he's all like mangled and stuff, gets to the hospital. It was so bad they just had to amputate it. Like he lost his arm.
But I can't understand that. They're so cute, I want to pet it. And then you reach your arm
but
in there.
But it's a tiger!
And then they ripped it right off! Uses it like a toothpick.
But you create an emotional bond, you know?
Yeah, these are emotional support tigers.
And then they grow up with you.
You create bonds with your kids too, and they turn on you all the time.
That's a good point. That's why I'm not
having trust
any.
Anyone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Janae from Concord. I was wondering if you could help me wish my nephew a happy early 10th birthday. Tomorrow's his birthday, and I just want him to feel so special because he is. Happy birthday, Junior, Tia, Douglas, and all of our kitties. Love you. Have a good day, baby.
Woo! Happy birthday!
Who gives a fart?
Oh yeah, that's a good
great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.